estimated 15,000 teenage school leavers, especially with the closure of the Surfers Paradise Esplanade to traffic for a three-month trial. In national news, a new study suggests that many overseas-born people are struggling to understand warnings presented on signs at Australian beaches. The research comes as summer peak drowning period approaches, with some cultural representative bodies questioning if enough has been done to teach beach safety. Phrasing such as swim between the flags is being misinterpreted as the flags being an area for competent swimmers only, leading to some thinking they should be outside of the flags because they can't swim. Other terms such as shore dump, rip current, and submerged objects also do not translate well. Researcher Masaki Shibata says that understanding signage is crucial, as many attempted to blindly follow the actions of others on the beach. It is crucial, therefore, that all beachgoers continue to uphold good beach safety standards to keep themselves safe, but also to set an example for others.
And Miss Fresh Leadership Chatter, Suzanne Lee, is confident she'll retain her position as opposition leader. But Lee's recent decisions, including aligning with the Nationals, abandoning net zero, and leaving the door open to future taxpayer investments in coal-fired power stations, has risen concerns among some moderates about her future. The Australian newspaper reports growing momentum among both Conservatives and moderate MPs to withdraw support from Lee and instead back Conservative Andrew Hatey, who resigned from the coalition front bench last month. In international news, Bangladesh's expelled Prime Minister has been sentenced to death following a months-long trial. A special tribunal found the former leader guilty of ordering a deadly crackdown on student-led uprisings last year. The live broadcast hearing ended with the former leader being convicted of crimes against humanity. Inside the packed courtroom, cheers and applauses erupted as the death sentence was announced. This ruling marks the most dramatic legal action against a political figure since Independence Day in 1971 and comes just months before national elections. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected max of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.